Stop 10. Boston Castle. In 1773, Thomas Howard, 3rd Earl of Effingham, decided to build a hunting lodge on the south side of Rotherham. The chosen location was on the hillside of Rotherham Moor, and the house was completed in 1775. The views from this hill above Rotherham are extensive, even today. The lodge was first referred to as the House Upon the Common, but later that year a group of men disguised as Mohawk Indians boarded ships at Boston Harbour, Massachusetts, and emptied 342 chests of tea into the water. This became known as the Boston Tea Party and was seen as an act of defiance against the British, who had imposed a tax on tea on the colonists without representation in the British Parliament. Soon the American War of Independence between the British Army and the colonists was in full swing, incidentally using cannon forged by the Walker family in Rotherham. Thomas, a captain in the 22nd Regiment of Foot, was ordered to America to fight against the rebels. Despite his desire to serve king and country in battle, he resigned his commission in the army in support of the colonists, and to show that he felt the war was unjust, he renamed his hunting lodge Boston Castle. By the early 19th century, the castle ceased to be a hunting lodge and was instead occupied by local quarry owners, and then from 1876 by the park keepers. From the late 1950s until 1996, it was occupied by the borough's park staff and their families. You can request a visit to the roof for a small charge. From the rooftop viewing platform, you can enjoy expansive views of Rotherham and Sheffield. Boston Park covers just over 8 hectares and was Rotherham's first public park. It was opened on the 4th of July 1876 to mark the centenary of the American independence. The park was originally laid out with extensive gardens, a cricket ground, a bowling and croquet lawn, and an open area for gymnastics.
From the castle, head through the small car park and follow the tarmac path to the bowling green.
On the way, can you spot the stone archway that was once part of the entrance to Rotherham College of Jesus? It was placed in the old quarry face near the bowling green.
Carrying on past the bowling green, you will arrive at the entrance to Canclough Woods.
There were 3 sandstone quarries in Canclough Woods, from where Rotherham Red Sandstone, which has a distinctive pink and red colouring, comes from. It is often called Rotherham Red. Boston Castle was made from Rotherham Red Sandstone, as were many older buildings in the local area. It was also used in many of our prominent local buildings, including the Rotherham Minster, Chapel on the Bridge, and Thomas Rotherham College. ¶¶